Previously on Hippo Juice.
Anita Pedman.
That sounds fake.
Fine. Anita Smith, an administrative assistant, altered records to pocket $75.
Wait, I know Padme. She was actually Queen Amidala.
They're the same people?
Yeah. I know. Blew my mind, too.
Why wasn't it just Queen Padme?
Guys, I don't know if you know this, but Anakin didn't like sand.
So coarse.
It's very coarse.
And rough.
It's rough and coarse.
Gets everywhere.
Fucking hate that guy.
He was really bitter because he tried to fuck Queen Amidala.
I thought about that awful dialogue.
I know, dude.
I watched it the first time. I feel like I blocked it out.
You block it out.
And the fact that you brought it up.
It's so bad, right?
Are you serious? Out of all eight and then the side movies, that's the only thing I remember from Star Wars.
Is the sand?
Really? Oh, that's funny.
Like, nothing else matters except for maybe credits will do fine.
She does that all the time. But, yes.
No, they won't.
Really, seriously, watch the dialogue.
Guess what I have.
Watch the dialogue.
I don't like sand.
Oh, God. Don't do that. Turn it up a bit.
Rough and irritating.
Gets everywhere.
Not like here.
Oh, God, it's so bad. Oh,
everything's soft.
It's making me cringe.
It was like if the host of an NPR special wrote a Match.com bio.
Right.
I don't like sand.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Ah! Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. If you still use that function on your smartphone device, if not, Hippo Juice Film on Skype. MoreLikeRadio.com/live for people on the spectrum that like to listen but don't like to call in. Or if you listen via podcast, we appreciate it. Follow us on Facebook to search for Hippo Juice. Today is May 31st, 2017.
It's almost summer.
Happy Cinco the 31st, though.
Stop doing that.
Joining me, as always, is Marie Don't Call Me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Hi, everyone.
Tech Talk Kyle is in the house. And joining us, as usual, is Ryan and Leia Lopez. What's up, guys?
Hello.
Hi.
It's good to be on the show that we're always
you're
on.
Guys, you're always on. I'm so happy you guys are always on. I think they bought it. And, of course, producer Joel Dutch.
Dutch, where have you been? I feel like I haven't seen you in 2.5 years.
Actually, that's accurate because Dutch is never on.
Ryan, scab somebody!
Oh, my God, we can finally play that clip again.
Oh, my God, I've been waiting for a drop.
I just typed in Ryan, and I have like 4,000 Ryan drops that I haven't been able to use in 2 years.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about? I've been here the whole time.
I mean, in like a week.
Because your board
haven't been able to use it because you've been gone for 2 years.
Because the soundboard is
really
bad.
Your Dutch.
That is
and your
my
router
fault.
Problems. Yeah. Dutch, I mean, I can't believe
I don't know if I'm gay
here.
Yet.
Yeah, we have a lot of drops still, and it's fun to use them. Welcome.
Isn't racism fun?
See, that wasn't even a drop. That was
I
love
the racism.
Yeah. No, I had a wet dream last night.
See, look, the point is I want to point out
that it's weird that Dutch is on Hippo
it's
Juice
so
when he's
weird.
Been working so
I know.
Hard lately.
Oh, I've been working so much. I haven't been around.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You were on time. You weren't coming in during the second hour. Like, it's,
I have no
it's
idea.
Great to have you, Dutch.
I don't have no idea what Mersh is talking about. I mean, I know Dutch hasn't been here for a while, but I mean, just because you don't listen doesn't mean that people aren't here. It's weird, right?
Look, the charade is up.
Yeah, the show goes on without you, Dutch.
Let's address the elephant in the room.
Sure.
I cut my hair.
Okay, fine. He cut his hair. All right. There you go.
Wow, your hair was so long before, Ryan.
Yeah.
Well, it is still long on the top. You just put it down on the sides, as we can clearly see.
Oh, okay.
Must be fucking right. Nice.
Kyle and Ryan have the same haircut.
Now we can move on.
It's pretty close. Leah, did you cut it?
Of course.
Well,
of course.
With my toes.
That's great. Let's all talk about it. Let's talk about things Twice doesn't have.
Hair?
I'll film it next
I don't have hair, you guys. I don't get cool haircuts like you guys anymore.
Do stuff with your beard. Beard stuff.
Oh, fuck, I have, but then it gets so hot. I shaved it off. I had a really
just
beard.
Put things in it.
I had really big last week, but I shaved it. I couldn't. It's too hot.
You shaved it for summertime.
Yeah.
It, you know? You missed my big beard, Ryan. I mean, you didn't miss it.
I missed it. I missed it, remember?
By big beard, Kyle means he was dating a fat chick who was covering up his homosexuality.
That's
and she was here. That's she's accurate. No longer here. It's really weird. Yeah, again, Dutch, I can't believe you finally decided to do the show after 2.5 years.
I know, man. It's been a while.
So the fans are really excited. I can tell in the chat.
Yeah. Everybody's really excited that I'm here.
Oh, yeah, chat.
What do you mean it happens? I mean, what happens? Thing happens, all right? Let's just fucking... People are being really weird in the chat tonight.
Tea happens.
All right, well,
That's information technology.
You know what? Fine. Let me make a quick statement here, and Ryan, I think you will agree with me. All right, okay. It's true. Two brothers have finally united on the same show. The rumors are true. Noah Gallagher and his brother are going to perform in Oasis for a Manchester Benefit concert this weekend. So, all right, fine. We said it. You happy now? That's what we were holding back. They're back. Yeah.
Not to like kill a joke, but actually I heard today that he had a cocaine-themed 50th birthday party where he didn't invite his brother, and his brother went on Twitter and said, "Who the fuck has a cocaine party?"
People with money who like cocaine?
I guess. Yeah, his beef was, why would you broadcast that to everyone?
Rumors have spread that the iconic Manchester band Oasis will perform for the One Love gig in the city this weekend to benefit the victims of last week's terrorist attack. A tweet posted by a Taboo member of the Black...
Oh, that's for reals. Oh, wow. Yeah,
listed Oasis as one of the confirmed acts for Sunday's concert, sending fans wild. If brothers Noah and Liam Gallagher do reform their band, it will mark the first gig since 2009 and the end of a long-running bitter feud, which is weird since they look exactly alike.
What are the odds?
The tweet has led to rumors spreading that the group will hear their rift for a gig, with one fan tweeting, Oasis to perform at One Love Festival in Manchester. Okay, so fine. I get it. They're going to do Champagne Supernova and Wonderwall. I mean, outside of that, does anyone really care about Oasis? Am I the only one?
Do they have other songs?
They do.
They do.
Name your third favorite Oasis song.
The one that goes...
Wonderfloor. They actually...
I like the song that's four chords on a guitar.
Oh, okay. So every Green Day song...
Oh, I like that one.
Every song in the 90s?
Yeah.
Not many people know that's what killed Chris Cornell, with those four chords.
Oh, shit.
That's a fact that I just made up. And we're going to have to just live with it.
I don't think you know how facts work.
I don't think you know how made up works. All right. Kyle, First off, by the way, congratulations. You had some news that one of your relatives is playing baseball. What's going on with that?
Breaking news?
Yeah.
Loud.
Yeah, it's really loud.
Were you yelling at yourself?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got to answer.
Yeah.
You've been gone for 2.5 years.
Yeah,
I know. My board hasn't been fixed.
Yeah, so my cousin made his Major League Baseball debut last night.
Really? Wait, for what team?
For the Kansas City Royals.
Oh, boo.
he got drafted in 2014 in the third round and has been kind of making his way through minors. And then Monday,
phrase that differently. Phrase that differently. He hasn't been making his way through minors. Sounds very sexual.
That sounds bad. Yeah,
Jesus.
And we're not. And I don't think. I mean, people's first thought probably wouldn't be people who work down like in shafts and things.
Thank you, Leia, for getting the joke first. I appreciate it.
Relative that I know.
Yes, is this a relative that we know, Kyle?
I'm not sure. It's on my mom's side. It's Skoglund.
What's
his name?
Eric Skoglund. I posted a picture or a video of his post-game interview. He did really, really well. He's kind of making headlines right now on like a lot of the sports sites. Outdueled Jason Verlander.
I'm sure that's impressive. I don't know baseball.
I haven't watched baseball in a while, and I am now. So
you're Kansas City Royals.
You know, I had heard that, and no joke, that the average baseball fan is 57 years old.
That sounds too young.
That does not surprise me.
That sounds too young.
There are baseball fans?
And baseball is so boring. And I don't like a sport that doesn't have like a clock or a timer or anything. It just goes on until it ends.
Now, really weird because
baseball and purgatory are actually the same thing.
Really weird because Ryan's into competitive tetherball. I mean, he's really into it. Like, he knows all the.
Okay, but to be fair, That's really fun.
Tetherball is fun. He knows Scoot McCoy, the top tetherball player. He's out of Topeka.
Oh, Scoot Dog, yeah.
Yeah, Scoot Dog, see?
Let's see here. He won a game. Let's see. He pitched 6 1/3 inning. He only allowed 2 hits. Really?
Oh, wow, that's really good. That's awesome. Nice. No, seriously, dude, that's great.
That's a pretty good debut.
His very first pitch ever was a strike against Cabrera. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How old is this guy?
24.
Yeah, do you think he was nervous?
I don't probably. You know, I don't think so. Like watching all the interviews and watching him play, and like it looked like he wasn't nervous at all. Like it looked like he's been I don't know, man. Like it looked like he had no nerves.
Well, next time, like, get him on the phone so we can ask him if he was
nervous.
That's
awesome. Well, no, wait. Let him get really popular first, like. You know.
You don't want to be like, we interviewed him first?
No. We waited out a bit. You know, when he gets like, you know, let's let his stats get up there and then be like, oh, and by the way, look who we have on the show.
Got it.
Well, yeah. Technically, his stats are awesome right now because he has a 0 ERA, which
he's
is
1-0, guys.
Amazing.
That's just, come on.
That's the best.
No, dude, that's the best average in the pitching in the major leagues right now. So let's get him on, like, immediately.
Talking game. About baseball is more boring than watching baseball.
You know,
I don't know anything about baseball except that I hate it.
You know what's more boring? Playing baseball.
Oh my god! Yeah, listen, if you go wear sunglasses in the sport that you play while you're playing it, it's a pretty boring sport. You ain't gonna do much.
Wait, what about women's volleyball? Beach volleyball?
That's porn.
Those aren't glasses. Those are like protective flare.
Protective what?
Flare lenses.
They do look weird. They kind of cover the entire eye like a bug or like someone who's about to go out and play airsoft.
They all look like Cyclops hiding his powers when he goes to the beach.
Oh yeah.
Right.
That.
But
I'm going to side with Ryan on this one. The baseball is really boring.
Well, that's awesome, Kyle. Keep us up to date.
I agree. It's
Am I the only baseball fan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm now a baseball fan.
That doesn't mean you're
No, you're a family fan. If he just went to the corporate environment, you'd still be cheering him on.
Well,
so.
You know what? I'm going to say Godspeed, his way, railing his way through minors, and that's awesome. And I hope he does really, really well in the majors.
Thanks, man.
That's awesome. All right, Marie, why don't we move to the first story on the list?
Okay, Facebook shrugging at cruel pictures of sex with overweight women.
All right, that's a good story. I like this.
Can Facebook shrug as a website?
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, the New York Post said it, and why would they lie?
Yeah, they're
well,
newspaper.
Don't they have a whole lot of different options aside from just like or dislike or whatever?
Smiley face, like, mad face,
yeah, shrug.
Shrug
I guess
isn't
is
one
of
them.
Crying face.
I wish there was a shrug button.
I want a meh.
Yeah, meh. No one cares. a man.
Wow,
po-
this is the worst news article I've ever seen.
It's New York Post.
It's pretty bad. A man posts pictures of himself having sex with an overweight woman along with cruel, degrading comments. Facebook sees nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
Because that's all Facebook sees all the time is degrading comments on cruel pictures.
What do you think Facebook is?
Yeah. Instagram? The world's biggest social media network threw up its hands after a Facebook user in Australia recently posted...
Oh, world's biggest. I guess we've all given up on MySpace, you fucking traitors.
Wait, why are they just now throwing up their hands after all the murder live videos that
you know
on
what
Facebook?
Hey, you know what, making fun of fat chicks, bigger issue than leaving a murder up for 4 hours.
They're throwing up their hands because this doesn't violate one of those few policies that they've written. And crossed a line, but
wait till you read the insults.
Well, I guess the dead person's not around to feel the misery, so...
There was literal racial torturing and murdering.
The world's biggest social media network threw up its hands, blah, 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 blah.
Hold on. Let's read the insults, though.
Oh, yeah, okay. What's the biggest... This isn't a private Facebook group that has 15,000 members. Someone posted, what's the biggest whale you've harpooned?
That was him that said it.
I went through a tubby phase and landed a 130-kilogram, 286-pound beast. The image was...
Woohoo! Look at that blubber fly!
I don't like the metric system being used in my jokes, so...
Thank you.
Especially on the New York Post.
You're shrugging it?
I guess it's Australian.
The images were shared in a closed men's group of nearly 15,000 members, where it received hundreds of likes and comments, including, that is bordering on bestiality.
and this man has been to war and earned his stripes.
The incident came to...
I'm proud to be an American.
The incident came to light
but he's
after,
Australian,
after Hayden...
Shut up.
Jesus, stop yelling at yourself. The incident came to light after Hayden Breen, a
I wouldn't
member,
say he was hiding it, guys.
A member of the group reported...
I'm assuming his name is Hayden.
Okay, so Hayden Breen...
Brian?
Breen?
Brian?
No, B-R-I-E-N.
Brian.
That's not Brian. Brian's
Brain?
B-R-I-A-N.
Brain.
Brain?
I don't know. I'm with Beans? Marie on that.
I want to call him Brian. Yeah. Hayden Brian.
Hayden Brian.
Oh, I think so, babe.
Old Hayden Brian, a member
of the
member of the group, reported the image to Facebook Snitch. The site's response is...
I think it's Brian.
Fucking goddamn it!
The site's response, it doesn't go against any of our specific community standards.
Do me a favor, Dutch, never leave again. Men's groups.
By the way, I love that Facebook says they have, like, they're like, I'm going through all of our very specific community standards, and somehow this didn't violate any of them.
That guy's a genius, by the way. He
what
got around the entire system. He goes,
what do we do?
You can make fun of fat chicks all you want. Fuck you, Zuckerberg.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Men's groups can be great help to plenty of people going through tough times. No, they're not. But banter is no excuse for this sort of behavior. Oh, this guy sucks. He added that Facebook's response was beyond a joke and that the images remain in the group. It says Facebook's current community standards page on sexual violence and exploitation states that it will remove images shared in revenge or without permission from the people in the images. We are investigating what's happening and here to ensure that our policies are applied consistently.
How does the fat girl feel about it though? Because if she like doesn't care, then who cares?
Yeah, it's a good point.
I feel like she would care if she was being called
you
a
don't
beast
know that.
In a private men's group.
Well, what if she's
maybe
like
maybe it gets
like
her
a,
off. You never know.
Yeah, what if she's a masochist? What if she's into that and likes being insulted?
Oh, is this where it didn't fall into the specific community guidelines thing? You think that she wanted it?
In May,
maybe.
Facebook chief Mark Zuckerberg announced that Facebook would be hiring 3,000 moderators.
It didn't say Facebook chief, did it?
That's what it said. Facebook chief Mark Zuckerberg announced that Facebook
would
be hiring...
Does he get a hat?
Yes. Feathers and everything. Facebook would be hiring 3,000 moderators on top of 4,500 it already employs.
That sounds like the worst job ever.
Aw, dang.
You know how many...
What do you do for a living? I moderate mean stuff on
all
Facebook.
All you're doing is looking through racist stuff and dick pics all day.
They're essentially the
so
butters.
So like you're essentially...
They're butters. When Carmen was telling Butters to remove all the mean stuff off for him...
He was filtering his tweets.
Because the internet was too mean. They're all being butters right now.
In addition to more moderators, Facebook is planning new tools to better address and remove such images, including a report. Oh, that's going to be great for fucking snitches. Link and photo matching technology.
We're all going to report ourselves out of Facebook. This is what's going to happen.
Designed to stop the image from being reshared after it's already been removed. Oh,
yeah,
so
if there's
like,
one thing, if there's one thing I like about Facebook, it's reports.
And reporting on others.
That's right. That's like they're gonna have a little rat icon now when you tattletale on people. A little rat's gonna pop up. They're gonna know you fucking rat.
Oh, but then they're gonna know it's you.
All right, Marie. You know, I think it's about time that we move on to a Florida story.
Okay.
So
right now,
yeah, right now, a Florida man.
Florida is stupid. Everyone from Florida is dumb.
Mama,
you could do
Mama.
So. You,
Mama,
you could. You want him to do you so much, you could do anything.
My man,
Dutch, it's good to have you back, buddy.
Florida
do
man,
do you even need people for the show anymore?
That's pretty much the sounds. Florida man ruins a girl's birthday party by unplugging her bounce house and trapping.
Way, that's how we sold herself to XM. It was like pretty much just sounds.
All right, that's all I need.
Florida man ruins a girl's birthday party by unplugging her bounce house and trapping her and her friends inside.
What was the size of this bounce house? Because I've seen plenty of these things at my nephew's birthday party. I can't imagine anyone you couldn't just crawl out of after it deflates.
This article has a video.
Were they children or were they like adults having a bouncy house?
We're not adults.
Well, it says girls' birthday party.
They're like children.
Yeah, I think we have a video.
Two and three-year-olds. Nearly a dozen 2 and 3-year-olds.
It was supposed to be a perfect first birthday party for sweet little Diana Romero in Port St. Lucie, Florida. But watch what happens. Bouncy house starts to deflate with a bunch of little ones inside.
You can tell it's intense because of the music they're playing.
Why am I doing my inflection like this? My first week on the job, and I feel like this is the way I need to talk.
Like normal people.
I've never shown a genuine emotion in my life.
Children out from under the heavy plastic material. Two of the kids had to be taken to the hospital.
Somebody could have been very, very hurt.
What caused the bouncy house to suddenly deflate?
Stop calling it
the
bouncy
answer
house.
Came when
it's
Mom
a bounce
Deborah
house.
Checked...
Bouncy, bro?
Bouncy.
Yeah.
I'm assuming there's a knife to cut the cake. Just right. Get the bouncy house.
Yeah, use that.
No. You want to? Then what are you going to cut the cake with, Ryan? A fucking plasticked up knife?
You're going to cut the bouncy house with a cake knife. You're going to cut the cake with a bouncy house knife.
Oh, you're right. Fucking, there we go. How dumb.
Do they
me.
Sell the bouncy house knives next to the bouncy houses?
They sell them at Party City.
What? I don't know. What am I, a marketing wizard? I have no idea where they put these things.
By the way, good Halloween costume. A marketing wizard. A wizard with a tie and a briefcase. You could have that world. What are you, a marketing wizard?
That's not bad. I'm now thinking how I'm going to do that.
Touch had to think about it. Think about it. Reading glasses. You wear a full wizard robe, but over the wizard robe you wear a suit.
Do you have to hold a chart?
No. This is how you do it. You wear a wizard robe, but then you have stickers of brands all over you like a NASCAR.
Ooh. I was going to say like a line chart all over your like wizard hat.
I like that too. There you go. Like you're popping through it. I like that. Yeah, you walk. Okay, look. Point is, we have a few months till October. We're going to fucking streamline this marketing wizard
idea.
We're
going to lock the idea down, guys.
Send it to R&D.
And we're all going to do it.
Send it to R&D.
But we can't all be doing it.
No, we're all doing
well, once we narrow it down, then, of course, we're going to sell sexy marketing wizard.
Of course.
For the
ladies. Yeah. Definitely.
And because there's always just sexy version of any costume is for women.
Just wearing pie charts on her nipples.
I like it. No, that would be a marketing witch. And that doesn't work.
Nice.
Fuck.
Yeah.
All right.
I like where we're going, people. This is good.
Let's finish
to the bouncy house?
Oh, come on. Now the video froze because, God forbid, they use regular fucking YouTube. They have to use their plug-in from Juno.
It's very advanced.
They have to use their own Macromedia Flash player.
It's really good because everyone still uses that.
It's not even Adobe Flash. Macromedia. I got your joke, Kyle.
Hold on. I have to download Shockwave.
Hey,
very, very hurt.
What caused the bouncy house to suddenly deflate? The answer came when Mom Deborah checked her security camera and saw this man walking through her yard. As he turns to leave, it happens. He apparently pulls the plug on the bouncy house, causing it to deflate.
That is so mean when I'm that age.
He can blame it on his dementia.
Neighbors having a quinceañera. I know what I'm going to be saying. Spanish are having too much fun. Got to go and plug the bouncy house.
What was his motivation, though? What do you think his motivation? What could it have been?
They were probably being loud.
Yeah, it's a birthday party.
Do you know how old people are when they get grouchy? They're mean.
He's probably like a white guy who's lived there since like the 60s before Spanish people moved in, and now he can't stand it.
Well, did you see the video, Ryan?
I'm watching the video.
Are you watching? Okay, yeah. Definitely that guy.
I don't blame him. I don't like kids, so.
There you go. Lee and I are on the same page here.
Goddamn kids, get off my lawn.
Every time he's walking away grumbling Southern. You know, Trump is right, these fucking Hispanics. As he's walking away.
His wall gums up.
Build my wall.
He watches that one network that's even more conservative than Fox News. Like One Nation. It's like an eagle like with a fucking machine gun.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know what? There's like this one network that's even more conservative than Fox News, where like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like an eagle with a machine gun or something.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, that entire network is sponsored by eagles and quarters.
It's so weird. And fucking AARP. Like, that's what folks sponsor.
I don't remember. I don't know. Is this on like regular basic cable, yeah, or no, you have to pay a special package for it?
It's on. I think it's on regular basic cable now. It's got like One America Network. Is that what it is? OAN,
yes,
or something? One America Network.
One American Network.
Yeah, even that's the awesome name.
It's One American Network, not One American Network.
Nice.
I found it. OANN.
Okay, I'll have to look it up because I actually still have cable. So
yeah,
that's really good.
The President Trump meets with everything is like you know when someone is too conservative for Fox, they go to this network.
Oh geez.
Oh yeah, that network, like they consider Rush Limbaugh liberal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
like no we'll joke, see, they're that far gone. I've
yeah
seen it.
Yeah. We got to resegregate the schools.
He tried to pick up my mom once in a restaurant.
Who?
In front of my dad.
Rush Limbaugh.
What? Yeah. Hold on.
Really?
In front of my dad.
Stop.
That's yeah awesome.
Yeah. So did she go for it? Or?
You know, she doesn't like super attractive looks, so no.
He was too hot, right?
He was yeah too hot. She couldn't handle.
Hey, I'm on the radio and I have a pill problem. Get out of here, Rush. Stop fucking hounding on people in the restaurant.
Yeah, so does everyone on the radio.
Yeah, you fucking asshole.
Are you sweating, sir? Yeah.
Why are you sweating? It's cold in here.
Gross.
All right, let's just finish the story about the angry old
yeah
man.
Okay.
An obnoxious thing. So who's the mystery guy? Police tracked him down after this video of the party pooper was made by a neighbor and posted online. It described him as a grumpy old man.
In a world where a grumpy old man lives.
This is great.
I love this. Oh boy, this took a Shyamalan twist I did not expect. A movie trailer?
And a piece of trash there to ruin a party for a princess.
We're able to get
some leads on that.
That's a very creative way of doing it.
Identified the person who actually pulled the plug. It's a resident that lives in the neighborhood.
Master Sergeant Frank Sobel says the man is not cooperating and has hired a lawyer.
We suspect that he may
yeah
have...
I don't know if I'm going to listen to a cop who's clearly a Sugar
DJ
Ray fan.
Booth in the music, but instead it disconnects the power
rules
that goes to the bounce house.
Oh my God.
We've seen bouncy house dangers before, but whoa, it's usually a big wind doing the damage. Not a cranky neighbor.
Okay. So,
they can't prove anything. The only thing they can prove is that he was in the backyard at one point.
That old man reminds me of Bing from Groundhog's Day, or the new CEO in Silicon Valley. What's that actor's name? You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
Groundhog's Day,
Ned Ryerson.
Ned Ryerson.
Yeah, who's in Silicon Valley now.
Yes.
He I forget like his that name. Yeah.
He looks like that guy.
All right. Want to move on? I mean, the kids are okay. They did go to the hospital. And the old man.
Why did they go to the hospital? Like, what kind of a panicky pizza do you have to be just because you had vinyl hit your daughter's head?
I think it was because the kids were like two. So yeah, they might have been suffocated.
But why are you.
If only.
I love that we immediately are blaming the children instead of the fucking guy that pulled the plug.
I'm not blaming
fucking
the children.
Babies.
Oh, I love that. I think that's great.
I know you do. Because, again, you're that guy, not even in the future, now. You were talking
yesterday. Trying to just break it at a party. You know, he's probably trying to watch his Kansas City Royals and watch, what's that guy's name? Skoglund pitch. And these bitches
exactly
are ruining it with a 2-year-old life party.
Well, I can tell you this. I an old man has never bothered me by making too much noise. So
yeah, there you go.
Good point. All right, guys. I know everyone was holding their breath. CNN finally fired Kathy Griffin for her Trump stunt.
Oh no!
Kathy Griffin was on CNN.
That's exactly what I said. I had no idea.
I hate her face.
You think
she looks fucking terrible? Like,
she's the ugliest person I've ever seen.
She's hot, man.
No, she's not. She looks like Carrot Top.
And no one even likes
really
him.
Does.
I don't know. Carrot Top works out.
Yeah, I think he's hotter.
Kathy Griffin will not be back as co-host.
Actually, if Kathy Griffin decapitated Carrot Top, he'd probably be better off.
You might be right. There's only one way to find out. CNN has terminated our agreement with Kathy Griffin to appear on New Year's Eve program, the network said in a statement.
Who
watches New Year's Eve programs on CNN?
That's what I was thinking.
In July,
well,
of all places.
I mean, every time that something, every New Year's Eve, it seems like she's doing something more ridiculous to get Anderson Cooper really uncomfortable. I think last year, like, she got naked or something.
First off, we already have a try-hard chick for New Year's, and that's Jenny McCarthy. She's fucking slobbering over fucking Ryan Seacrest. all the time. That's her. We don't need her. What else was she doing? Did she have another job? Like, seriously?
I don't know. I know Ryan Seacrest is like the new host with that Kelly girl.
I saw that today. I saw
that at the guy. Gym. I mean, as much of a pig as he is, he's a workaholic, man. Got like a radio show. He does like two different talent shows. He's now going to be doing. He's also like correspondent for like Good Morning America, and now he's doing this.
He must have a problem with existential crises, and he's trying to just keep himself as busy as humanly possible.
Oh,
to not
he also
let the
owns all
the
property rights to the Kardashian shows.
Oh, good. For
Maybe
him.
The fan base of the show changed, Marie, but all the words that you said don't seem like they hit home with anyone who listens.
Don't you tell me what to be?
That's right. Now the problem is now people want to boycott Kathy Griffin, but they don't know what to boycott.
Yeah, what does she do?
Yeah, I kind of forgot she existed.
Yeah.
She
had a show called, like, My D-List Life, right?
Yeah.
That was short-lived, mm-hmm. And then she does stand-up, but, like, I don't know. She has a large gay following, I know that.
Yes, that is true. Like Britney Spears. Britney Spears.
Usually once every 3 years, I'm reminded she's alive still.
Like, the only thing offensive about it was how undaring, how unbrave, how easy that joke was.
It was hack.
I saw a meme today of Trump with her head cut off.
Oh, that's good.
Bleeding.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Only it was real. Like, that's the thing that got me was, what an unbrave thing for a comedian to do. Appeal to the masses.
I know.
Hilarious.
Again, we were talking about that. It's like, that's edgy now. Like, it's like, oh, do what everybody is saying. They're, like, for example, like that typo. I was going to talk about it later. We'll talk about it now, maybe next. That typo that Trump had today, that
Confefe or whatever he said.
Like, he accidentally typed.
I think he was trying to say coverage.
Right.
And he spelled C-O-V-F-E-F-E. Wasn't that it?
Yeah, C-A-V-F-E-F-E.
Oh.
And, you know, he basically had a misspell on Twitter, and everybody today had a joke about it. And I'm like, you motherfuckers don't know the difference between then and van. And you're fucking, like, you've never made a typo on Twitter? Like, and
oh, that person that you posted on Facebook that commented?
But here's the thing. He's the president of the United States. You should not have typos on Twitter, or you shouldn't even be on Twitter. Let's go with that one. Let's stop being on Twitter. How about that?
Again,
don't tweet 17 times an hour and you'll be fine.
Listen, I'm not fighting the fact that, you know, I don't like him. I'm not fighting the fact that he shouldn't be on Twitter. What I'm saying is that real news sites are picking this up like it's a thing, and it's not a thing. You know, it's something that typos. Yeah. And it's become like this 100 people with the same stupid joke. So then I made a comment about it, and then this guy on my timeline commented it. Same thing you said, Dutch. He goes, when you're the leader of the greatest nation in the world, you should spell check. Except he spelled your Y-O-U-R, and someone corrected him with the correct spelling.
Hate that more than I hate, like, whatever Trump did, like obviously, like a mistake, right? Like that was obviously a mistake by Trump. Like he obviously mistyped. But people who like spell Y-O-U-R instead of Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, it's because they're just ignorant and stupid and they don't know the difference.
Exactly.
Or that, like at this point, like we're Americans and who cares? No.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I love the word covfefe.
Yes, obviously it's a cool word, and obviously that's what you would name your little pet chihuahua. I understand.
Covfefe?
Yes.
Covfefe.
Or it sounds like someone that would work at the DMV.
Hey, covfefe.
Yes.
Is that what we're settling on? Is it fefe or fefe?
I'm saying fefe because it sounds like they work at Comcast.
It's like potato, potato.
Yeah.
There you go. But nobody ever.
I don't think
potato.
There's a correct pronunciation of a made up word, so I think it's fine.
But I've never met anyone that says potato.
Yeah, I was going to say, nobody says potato, nobody says tomato unless you're a douche.
Or British. Or retarded.
Or British.
Well, exactly. All three of those. They all apply.
You just British said, people,
you
douche.
Said, you said synonymous. British.
It's retarded.
It's all the same thing.
Well, baked potato, please.
Yeah, and it's.
Would you have been as mad if the tweet said, despite the constant negative press, banana?
Banana would have been hilarious.
Banana is the funniest fruit.
I like covfefe. I don't know. Don't bother me.
He's now, the president. Like, why does he give a shit about any of this press coverage? Like, at this point, you should.
You know what?
He's petulant, and it's starting to get irritating.
Dutch,
on me.
Would it be as irritating if there was a hashtag in front of it at the get-go? Then people are like, what's it stand for?
I don't get it, Dutch. How do you not appreciate the highest power in the world being a heel?
That's a good point.
I thought you would be loving that.
I do.
Ric Flair as president.
Granted, in the last 2.5 years, I haven't done a show, so you wouldn't have heard me talk to the mirror, and I haven't stated this point enough to myself. But I've always said that I love the fact that he's screwing up the whole system, and I love that part of it. But now, during the election and whatnot, but now it's like, okay, dude, don't you got presidential shit to do? Like, I would think.
Yeah, like making up new words. Not. If making up new English words isn't presidential, then I don't know what is, Dutch.
And you
that's a very good point.
Every time he tweets, you know he's probably taking a shit. And like that's the other thing. The president is shitting.
He tweets he's constantly shitting.
But didn't Obama, isn't he the one who started this? Like, this is like his legacy that he left. Presidents on Twitter.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, no, he did. And he misspelled a bunch of things too. No one cared then.
Like, POTUS? What does that mean?
Marie, that's a real thing.
Pirates of the United States.
You know what I do like about it?
I like Johnny Depp as much as the next guy, but come on.
I haven't seen.
I do like the fact that, like, on the POTUS account, you know, he tweets like normal stuff there, but he still keeps with the real Donald Trump Twitter account, and that's when he just keeps attacking.
I forget that he has both of those accounts.
He has both.
You know, Donald, it doesn't work having a private and a public account when you're that public a figure. We know who you are.
Do you not listen to rap? Have you not heard the song "I've Got Two Phones"?
Yeah, well,
I mean, I've heard it. I'm just saying it doesn't work for him.
One for the plug and one for the load.
You're right. I think Donald Trump is motivated by that.
I think what would help Donald Trump is if when he's tweeting from POTUS, he puts on little reading glasses and then he takes off his glasses when he tweets as the real Donald Trump.
Yeah. What glasses?
These glasses.
That's an old joke.
Uh-huh.
We might as well. Dutch hasn't been on 2.5 years, so we might as well. Marie, if you would like to, please move on to another story.
Okay. Well, the next one on the list is a video one, so I don't know if you want to pull up the video. For a suspect confessed to stabbing on MAX train, court documents say.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Is this even going to be fun, or is this just going to be about stabbing?
I mean, stabbing could be fun.
Stab somebody!
See?
Well, I mean, it's in Portland, so I guess Portland doesn't have a lot of stabbings lately. The suspect in Friday's fatal MAX train stabbing rampage... And why is this the first I'm hearing about a rampage?
Finish reading it.
Okay. Entered his first court appearance yelling about free speech. Free speech or die, Portland. You got no safe place.
We begin with KGW's Pat Doris, who was in court when...
Okay. Now, hold on. It's loading because they're using...
No, they have a good player this time.
No, they don't. It's bad.
I got offered a job at Oregon State Police, and she told me that the only thing I'd be... doing is drugs. They lied.
Yeah, because there's also stabs everywhere. And by the way, I want to point out, stabbing people is not covered in their free speech, I don't think.
Walked in.
I'm not positive. I mean, don't ask One America Network, because they will tell you that it absolutely is. And shooting people.
I didn't read the amendments, but I saw the movie on it, and I thought it was there.
The movie.
Does the Bruce standard Willis ground law apply to stabbing as well?
First off, the piece of parchment paper is way better than the movie. I mean, I'm telling you, you watch the movie and it's okay, but I mean, really, you're going to pick Tom Cruise for that as Amendment 2? I don't think so, you know?
You have idea how high ranking of a Sea Org member he is before you badmouth him?
Hey, you know what? I'm going to say right now, Tom Cruise, if you want to fucking teleport into my brain and take my thetans over my dead Xenu body, buddy. Not on my watch. I don't care how many new mummy movies you make.
He's not going to go inside your carbon cell.
You're right.
He's going to be like, oh my God, how many Thetans are in here?
He's going to be so mad.
This guy
like Thetan land?
Yeah. This guy needs to clear his Thetans out.
He's probably in Clearwater right now, floating in some sort of hyperbolic chamber.
You know, little known fact, Clearwater used to be called Thetan water.
It's not true.
You
know that the Tom Cruise, the reason he stays is because he's only allowed to work with other Sea Org members, so all of his people in his home, he basically has slaves.
Oh, yeah.
So he's constantly surrounded by like 50 of them in his compound all the time.
Oh, yeah, no.
He was laundry, everything.
Yeah, no, we were talking about that, I think, a while ago, like when that new show that Leah Remini put out talking about Scientology. I think they talk about it on that as well.
Did you guys watch it?
Oh, awesome. So good.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming that you guys talked about it because we went in depth with it, but I haven't been on for 2.5 years.
Yeah, A&E. A&E, right?
Okay.
I mean, it's hard to hear her speaking over her nails, but...
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's the one thing that would bother me, and she would be like just always... And every time I'd hear her, I thought she was going to yell it at Kevin James, you know?
Right.
Leah and I talked about it, and her only criticism was that her nails were too fleek.
You're right.
Yeah, man, I want those nails. They serve a purpose, at least for me.
What, catching salmon? Like, those things were ridiculously long.
No. Other things, like picking boogers.
Upside.
I don't know what you were thinking.
Can it be both? Salmon? Eating salmon. He's hungry. It's
now,
his dinner time.
Now I'm imagining just a bear grabbing salmon out of a river.
Yeah, and I also saw
Like a good use of nails.
Ron Miscavige. David Miscavige's dad was on Rogan. He did like an hour and a half. That was cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but was Rogan talking about doing LSD floating in a chamber next to dolphins? Like, oh my God. Like, I get it. You're out there. That's cool. But, dude, like, enough. Chill.
I get it.
Like, we get it.
That's fair. But, no.
I love him, but it's like, okay, we get it. Transcendental space, like, whatever, LSD, mind, brain, and dolphin. Like, dude, like, okay, cool. I got it.
What do you have a beef with Rogan for?
No, I don't.
Fuck, he doesn't only talk about that.
That's all he talks about.
Yeah, the other time he's talking about the other half is MMA stuff.
Oh, somebody in the Facebook chat I've been reading says, Jimmy Ventura says, I'll sell you some Black Martin Thetans at a discount. I know a guy. So,
if you need
some. And by the way, Marie, that clear water used to be Thetan water joke. Should have got a better response. That's a really good joke.
Thank you.
I thought it was hilarious.
I know, and that was great. And I'm just saying, that was a very, very good joke.
Thank you.
I didn't get it.
Because going clear and the headquarters of Scientology is in clear water.
No, I got it.
Then why'd you say
you don't even like this country, Dutch?
Yeah, seriously. Why don't you go? Why don't you go back to Mexico?
What? I'm not Mexican.
Where you came from?
You've worked in the fucking greenhouse industry long enough. Yeah. That Mexicans will accept.
Who has the reddest skin on this show right now?
You, Mexican.
Who works in a greenhouse?
That's right.
Me.
Okay, so you're more Mexican than anybody on this show.
Who's the hardest day laborer out of all of us?
You.
Okay, first. Very racial shit you're saying right now. I don't think every Mexican
racial,
does what you're saying.
I think you said accurate wrong.
Yeah, seriously. So, I mean, that's not... Do you buy your clothes at Goodwill? Are you wearing a 60 and sexy shirt? Because then you're 100% Mexican.
Oh, yeah. Western Echo is reminding us, Dutch, you're the one that hates the troops.
I don't hate the troops.
Dutch, why do you hate the military? They protect our freedom.
You son of a bitch. I forgot about that. Yeah, that was a couple of years ago.
They protect
good reference.
Our freedom. They're out there. And I'm proud to be here to burn. All right. We know. You're proud. Well, why don't we... Ooh, that's okay. Let's finish the story. We never even finished the story of the stabbing in Portland.
What story
guys.
Were we on?
Stabbing in Portland.
Stabbed,
Jesus
right.
Christ.
Oh, yeah. The Patriot.
The Patriot. That's right. Hold on, let's see if the video loaded. We gave it 20 minutes.
Yes, finally.
Pat.
Well, Laurel, it all happened right back there. And, you know, this... All
my voice isn't made up. This is how I really
there,
talk.
Because I couldn't actually set up the camera there, so I'm going to be across the street with a lot of noise behind me.
We're never going to get to the story. We're going to just make
all
fun
right,
of
let's,
this guy.
Let's, one more time, let's hear him gurgle over his own spit.
In court, when Jeremy Christian walked in, Pat...
Well, Laurel, it all happened right back there, and you know, this already has so...
You open your mouth when you talk, people can hear you better, reporter.
Well, he looks like he hates fun. Like if you gave him a list and said, write all the things you hate, fun would be on there twice.
The second time with a period next to it, and he underlined it.
He looks like he's about
this
to get...
guy loves doing taxes.
He looks like he's going to be really annoyed that Ben didn't join his accounting firm for the third time.
This so guy much has emotion. Two file cabinets in his
I'm
house.
I'm mad that him and I have the same hairdo.
It's true. Except his is running away from his head.
It's true. Wow, that is a big old five head he has.
Fuck this guy.
It right. Looks like he should be advising the president in a movie.
He looks like he has to get fitted for hats.
I love the fucking, I love the tie with the Fly Columbia jacket over it.
That's pretty dope. Oh, yeah, I mean, it's yellow. Okay, yeah. He's got the Wiz Khalifa jacket on.
This is in Houston?
This is
Portland.
Portland.
Portland, okay.
Literally next to each other.
Pay, you know, pay attention,
you know,
Dutch.
The weird part is this guy's only 23.
I'm looking at the top. It says K-H-O-U, so I just assumed it was like a Houston station.
No, that's just the letters of the station.
Top left of the thing.
Like K-Hugh.
K-Hugh.
Well, he's looking at
Hawaii.
He's
Hawaii.
The K is actually silent, guys.
You don't think that other news outlets K-Hugh. Pick up news outlet stories?
All right, can we finish watching this well-dressed gentleman? Because, yes. I mean, the problem is we're never going to get to the story.
Pat.
But are you aware of
how
practical
happened right back there? And, you know, this already
oh,
has
dude,
so much emotion behind it. Two good Samaritans murdered trying to protect others.
Sorry, it wouldn't pause now because I think even the video's annoying. He fucking has Dr. Soul's gel things for sure. Guaranteed.
The recording of this guy's trying to plow through our show.
It all happened right back there. And, you know, this already has so much emotion behind it. Two good Samaritans murdered trying to protect others. Today just added to all of that. Ooh. Slashing survivor Micah Fletcher took a seat in court shortly before his accused attacker walked in to face the judge.
Free speech or die, Portland. You got no safe place. This is America. Get out if you don't like free speech.
Jeremy Christian yelled slogans several times during his short court appearance.
You know,
today.
He has a lot
he's charged
of
with two counts
I'm
of
trying.
Aggravated murder.
Sorry. Go ahead.
You were saying, Dutch?
First of all.
Okay.
He's definitely a Limp Bizkit fan.
Okay. Fair.
Second of all, what did he yell there? Like,
free speech or die, Portland. Free speech. Free speech or die.
There ain't no safe spaces here.
Not here.
So he killed two. So he started stabbing a guy. Two good Samaritans came up. They got stabbed and got killed. And
well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. In court, he chose to have his Raw is War tattoo defend him.
Well, yeah.
Right.
So,
there you go.
Fine.
This isn't the guy that, like, was saying racial stuff to the, like, Muslim girls.
Yes, this is the one.
Is?
And then these two good Samaritans.
Oh, there's more to this?
That's
oh,
okay.
I
so
know he's doing that.
Here's a quick background story. He was fucking with this Muslim woman that was minding her own business on a, I think it was a bus or a train? Bus?
Yeah. Train.
Train. Which is a great band. And, or maybe she was on a bus listening to Train. I don't remember. And this guy was harassing her and calling her names. Look, we all agree Train's great.
It's a great band. Oh, my God. Far. I'm so glad you said it.
Okay. Drops a Cheaper is my literal favorite song.
Yeah. So anyway, she was – and this guy started screaming at her for being Muslim. And these other two guys got involved and tried to, like, stop him to protect the woman. And this guy stabbed both of them, killed one of them, and, like, fucked up the other one with a knife.
And then he showed them his Daryl Dimebag tattoo on his calf.
He looks like he has, like, dead animals, like, in his house or hanging in his shed.
Only seven.
Yeah, it's not bad. And by the way, his Daryl Dimebag tattoo now has angel wings on it. So that's pretty cool.
You could tell it was done way after the first one.
Of course.
I hate that his prison garb is covering his Metallica shirt.
That's a good point. Because you know it's a fucking from a concert that he paid $40
for. Oh, yeah, that he went to in 86. He's like, I used to like Metallica when he still had a mustache. I'm like, yeah, we get it.
Yeah, we know. It was great. Let's finish.
One count of attempted aggravated murder as well as lesser charges. If convicted, he faces life without parole or potentially the death penalty. He seemed unmoved by the seriousness of the charges.
Death to the enemies of America. Leave this country if you hate our freedom.
Court documents reveal that Christian bragged.
I think his face is crooked. Like his
well, that's
mouth
because
is running
it's,
to the right. It's like
yeah,
it's from all the bar fights.
No, yeah, I was going to say I think it's from the either the prison guards or the cops or both. Just had enough of hearing him saying that nonsense.
Yeah, his right eyeball looks punched in a little.
He looks like he's been hit a lot.
Like his nose and mouth, everything just like it's like a banana. Like goes left, goes right. Everything swoops right.
Well, banana face, yeah.
Yeah.
Police, after being arrested, that he'd cut the throats of three men on the MAX train.
Player.
He told officers he could die a happy man in prison. The men had come to the defense of two teenage girls. Documents reveal that Christian bragged to police after being arrested that he'd cut the throats of three men on the Max train.
All right, I can't. This is a really good video.
What is happening?
Anyway, we get it. He's there, and we're going to see what happens. He's a piece of shit, and he... I mean, I would love to keep going with the story. It'd be great, but, you know, the I don't know what video...
Why is he talking...
Listen, we know what we need to know. He's a patriot. He's defending our freedom.
Right.
He's getting incarcerated for our freedom.
Free speech. Free speech.
I'm a patriot now. Yay. Yeah.
Free speech.
Really? Did you like cut people's throats? Because that's how you become a patriot.
Or did you sleep with Tom Brady?
Or did you just watch The Patriot?
Those things.
Oh,
I'm glad you guys are here to teach me the ropes.
Yeah, you have to watch The Patriot for sure. That's a great movie. That's before.
And then you have to watch all the other Mel Gibson movies.
That's before Mel Gibson hated Jews.
Focus on Passion of the Christ, though.
Yeah. That's
I think Maverick is my favorite.
Mad Max is mine.
Oh, that was a good one.
I want to start doing that to people. Merce says he goes. He said, "I'm a high ranking member of the Sea Org." Just screaming that at people. I am a high ranking member of the Sea Org.
You know, Merce is in Tampa, which isn't far from Clearwater. People would believe him.
They would. If you scream that at people, they will just probably leave you alone in fear of being sued.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about right.
Good.
I can't get enough. Sorry, go ahead.
I missed that guy's hair in the video, though.
Yeah, I think we all do.
That guy had good hair. If you want to stick to Portland stories.
Yes,
Portland's
I do.
Been
I
making,
love Portland.
Portland's been making a lot of news lately.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember if we talked about it last week or not, but there's kind of like some follow-ups to Portland. So let's start out with the background of Portland had these two ladies that wanted to just open up a burrito shop in Portland. Mm. And they wanted, and they were two white ladies, and they wanted to know, you know, the best way to make tortillas, to be authentic, to be real.
So they went to Mexico.
So they went to Mexico and actually studied with cooks down there, like how to make tortillas from scratch and how to do all these processes. They were really super excited and brought it home to Portland. And,
that makes it sound like she wanted a pilgrimage.
Yeah,
like she went, like she was going up the Himalayan mountains, and she met a guru. Like, and just,
and there's like
you went to Tijuana, and some fat woman who doubles as a maid showed you how they make them on the cheap.
No, our chef studied under Maria. You don't know Maria? No, she haven't even studied underneath.
She works at the Comfort Inn in Mexico City.
Oh yeah, totally been there.
It's great. Yeah.
So anyways, they were really proud of their pilgrimage and returning back. And a news outlet took an interview of them, and the outrage that happened from Portland was that they were two white ladies that were culturally appropriating the Mexican cuisine.
Outrage!
Right.
I agree. I don't know.
too much. I'm sick of it.
A quote from one of the documents, this is not about cooking at home or historical influences on cuisines. It's about profit, ownership, and wealth in a white supremacist culture.
Ooh, wow.
I agree with all those things. White people shouldn't be able to make burritos.
Ryan, when you say it that way, you sound like it's a ridiculous thing. And it's not. It's cultural appropriation.
In the same document, it says, this has nothing to do with enjoying foods from other cultures like we all do. This is about recognizing and working to correct a power imbalance in our society that is a result of centuries of institutionalized racism and unchecked capitalism.
You said the document said it? Like, what document was it?
There's some document.
Blog post or somebody like filing a petition against her?
There's some Google Doc that was sent around. I don't know. I'm skipping around.
It was like a petition.
Anyways, there was a petition and they ended up closing up their shop because apparently they just can't make burritos in Portland anymore.
Okay. I'm workshopping this. I'm thinking about this in my head. Okay. So
how do we burn Portland down?
So white people are trying to save racism by not allowing white people to make Mexican food. So they feel the best way to not be racist is to find the first Spanish guy they see and say, here, you should make Mexican food. Because that is not stereotyping or racist, right?
I see your point.
So you're saying, Ryan.
Sounds good to me.
So you're saying, Ryan, it's a good idea to force Mexican people to continuously make food from their culture.
I know.
For me as a white person.
Never let
if
them
we want to be racially sensitive, then yes.
So.
Good point.
And I'm all about that.
Well, go tell the good people of Portland to go find themselves some Mexicans because they need some burritos.
Does someone know Fred Armisen? He's always there.
Fucking entire city without burritos.
So anyways, we found this.
By the way, in South Florida.
Sad.
That
was really sad.
In South Florida, every Mexican restaurant, all the cooks are Puerto Rican. Is that cultural appropriation? I don't
know. Why can't you just say Puerto Rican restaurant? Like, why do they?
Because it's Mexican food. There's a difference between. You're the racist.
There's not a difference.
Yes, it's all the same.
No, when you look at everyone, you would, you know, most people, they see all brown. It's all the same.
I agree. I'm racially sensitive, but I also agree all Hispanic people are Mexican, so I don't know. maybe you shouldn't listen to me.
You're very confused.
Have you ever been in an Italian restaurant and saw a bunch of Italian dudes in the back cooking? It's never happened.
And I just want to say that even though I'm brown, I totally identify with white people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen up. She said white.
White.
The way you're supposed to say the WH word.
You're trans Caucasian. Mm.
Yes, thank you.
Trans.
You can be whatever you want. You're trans.
I need to undergo the procedure, though. Yeah. You know, like
it's called the Michael Jackson procedure. They take you under and they make you super white.
I mean, I've already started. My hair is blonde. So,
you're getting there.
Yeah,
that's only step one, though.
All right, Marie.
So when are you going to bleach your skin?
Just don't use store bleach. I learned that the hard way.
Oh, that's no good.
No,
that's for drinking.
You guys are trying to kill me.
That's for drinking. I told you to stop drinking bleach, Kyle.
Come on, Kyle.
It's delicious.
You actually can drink small amounts of bleach.
Yeah,
that's a drug test.
Yeah, like in shots.
Stop telling Kyle that. He's going
to
die.
When I was in nursing school, like they make you have a kit, and like in the kit you have to have a vial of bleach in case you go to like a disaster area, so you can put it in dirty water so you can drink the water.
Oh yeah, like chlorine water. That's true. Like,
why would you start the bleach though?
Well, it is a derivative. Like chlorine is a derivative of those things are all related. That's what I'm trying to say. Like chlorine and bleach and things.
I mean,
like
as long as it still tastes like bleach. I
real,
guess.
Real quick. As far as becoming white, Mersh in the chat room says it's called buying a house.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Well, I've already done that. So.
Congratulations.
You keep jokes like that up, Mersh.
Two times.
You keep jokes like that up, Mersh. I see head writer for Big Bang Theory in the future.
All right. You know what, Marie? Tease the article, and we'll get back to it second hour because it's a good article.
Tease which article?
The one about the culturally appropriate restaurants.
Oh, okay, because we pretty much just did it.
Oh, we did? Oh, really? That's great. I didn't mean to.
I mean, the only
other break,
thing,
Marie.
The only other thing was it was only open for a week.
Oh, okay. All right, guys. We'll break. We'll be right back.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
Knock, knock, who's there? This guy.
Hey, Russ, what's up?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. What brings you here?
I had to meet this lawyer and his fucking kid 6, and I have a few hours to kill.
Did I see a McLaren 650S with the extra trim package pull into the driveway? Or did I not?
Yep. So, this is the team. Whoa. I'm just going to say it. This guy fucks. Am I right? Because I'm looking at the rest of you guys. This is the guy in the house doing all the fucking. Am I right? You know I'm right. This guy fucks.
Thank you.
Hey, what's up, Al-Qaeda? Nah, I'm totally kidding. I'm diffusing the tension with humor.
What tension? This tension?
Nah, of course not. Seriously, no beheadings, though, right? Russ Hannon, how you doing, motherfucker? Oh, man. I want to know what kind of fucked up childhood this guy had.
Second hour, Hippo Juice Show. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. Or go to morelikeradio.com/live. Talk to us there.
Why does it have to be or? It can be and.
And or. I should have said that. But welcome. Thank you for joining us for the second half of the show. If you're listening via podcast, that was a short break. It went boom, boom. Right back to us.
It went boom, boom?
But how'd you do that?
Magic. You know,
time travel.
I don't know if you heard about this, but I'm a marketing wizard, and
you don't have the outfit yet.
Not yet. Doesn't mean I don't have the powers. What do you think? Superman had his powers before he had the outfit. Spider-Man had his powers before he had the outfit.
Oh, real quick, NASA just emailed me back during the break.
Okay,
and they said that I was wrong. It's Brian.
Fuck you! God damn it! I hate you. Man, why did you email NASA?
NASA.
Yeah. The smartest guys I know.
Why are they
literal rocket scientists?
But why are they all in the Bahamas?
It's weird. The Atlantis is a really nice resort.
I mean, wouldn't you want to be in the Bahamas?
They like to party?
Yeah, it's a nice resort. Have you seen all the fish and stuff in there? It's pretty sweet.
Well, it's pretty nice.
Yeah. All right, Marie?
Yeah. So I realize now what store you wanted me to go to before the, we started the break.
This guy fucks.
This guy fucks.
This guy fucks.
Watch Silicon Valley if you guys don't. It's great. To lead back from the Portland story, there is a list of every culturally appropriate restaurant in Portland.
Finally! Finally! Here I am, not knowing where they are and going around willy-nilly.
After the white-owned burrito.
I've been having to go in the restaurants in Portland without a guide. And every time I eat something, I have to go to Leah and say, hey, does this taste racist? I don't know.
Yeah, I know. You never know.
I don't have time to waste.
Is this appropriate, culturally speaking?
We don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm the most racist person, so I would be the judge of it.
Yes.
Appropriately.
Yep. Yeah, but you recognize but I'm not kidding. So you're not the most racist.
That's right. If you recognize it, you're not. That's how it works.
Oh, damn it. It's
like, all right. Next week, you guys need to have a racist off.
See,
who wins.
It's like being cool. The moment you say you're cool, you're actually not cool.
Hey, guys, I'm cool.
You have to have someone else say you're cool for you to actually be cool. Like, I have to
say someone
you're
say I'm cool.
Hey, Kyle,
someone say I'm cool.
You're not cool.
Hey, someone say I'm cool.
Nobody say Kyle's cool.
He said it.
Fuck!
I like you, Ryan. You're cool.
Nailed
hey,
it.
Can you play that,
there's
but change
no
it to Kyle?
Nobody.
All right, so after one white-owned burrito cart was forced
Caucasian
to close...
Caucasian-owned.
...last week, one Portland group wants to prevent more appropriation.
Finally! Not, the fucking heroes!
Not prevent more small business owners from closing their doors.
I see Congress finally got my letter.
In the aftermath of the closing, very dramatic. Many commentators.
There's children on the streets.
In the wake of the closing.
People eating cats.
After the memorial.
Fires.
And the candlelight vigil. Many commenters online voiced their agreement. Oh, that's weird. With the consequences, while others found the claims of a cultural.
Has anyone in Portland ever had a real problem that this is the aftermath?
Don't they commit suicide there a lot?
Have you been to Portland?
Well, no.
But I've seen Bates Motel, so yes.
So there you go. It's pretty bad. That's every place there, too.
I mean, I went to Seattle. That's almost Portland.
I watch Portlandia, so I'm pretty sure I get how to be a hipster.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Still people of color, which in parentheses they had to abbreviate POC, so
I
guess that's a thing.
Am I the one that thinks that people of color sounds way more racist than saying black?
Yeah.
I mean, people of
color. That's way worse.
Well, I kind of read it like color is a country, like the people of America, the people of color. It's its own country now.
What it's like color? An 84-year-old man calling them colored people.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. If you say people of color, it's fine. But if you say colored people, super racist. Yeah.
Even better if you just leave off the people
just
and make colored plural.
But it's also a very good DC talk song.
I was straight up called a nigger in nursing school.
That's not nice.
Jesus.
This old man only wanted that nigger girl to come feed him.
So he liked her.
Okay.
It was a term of endearment.
He's a fan. Yeah.
I loved it that it was a compliment.
So in that context.
How can you be mad?
Okay?
Can you be mad?
I mean,
I want that one. She's real pretty.
Yeah, it's
well, at least you know
that's
he's being honest.
What saying, you know he likes it, right?
Derek. It's hilarious.
You know he was being honest because he wasn't covering up any of his words.
After that, he left.
I mean, you kind of can't be mad at an 80-year-old dude. So.
She was taking care of Thomas Jefferson.
I don't
so.
Even know what decade he was in like in his mind. So
after that, he left and unplugged the bounce house. So I mean, then those kids showed up at the same hospital. Circle of life.
Fuck those Kafifi kids.
Marie, I'm very sorry. I need to know these restaurants because I plan to go to Portland sometime when never.
Okay,
and I would love
okay.
to.
Speaking
know.
Of which,
okay.
I have been to Portland and I knew I hated the place when I got out of the airport and I was getting my rental car and it was just like a big billboard that said, "Keep Portland weird." And I was like, ew. Okay. And the weekend that I was there for, it's the whitest, most liberal. It's everything you would think Portland would look like. And what they're talking about, like this whole nonsense, it's not anyone, like they say, people of color that are even saying this shit. It's guilty white people, dude.
Oh, shit.
I don't feel guilty for being white.
So, like, how white is Portland? Is it, like, 99% white?
I didn't see a single black or Hispanic person there for the 3 days
then
that I was there.
Who's going to make
but
the
thankfully,
burritos?
They're not racist, guys.
Guys.
Did you go to Portland or heaven?
Guys. 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 Guys.
We don't do that so much anymore.
Guys.
That's Marie. Fucking Marie. Funny.
Guys.
Yes.
The list is a Google Doc.
Oh!
Can you edit it? Please tell me you can edit it. For the love of God, tell me you can edit this open Google Doc.
No, but I'm sure it's probably easy
McDonald's
to hack.
I hope McDonald's is on the list because no one there is Scottish.
How do I?
Nah, you can't edit it.
Nah.
Stupid. Anyway.
All right. But yeah, it's a Google Doc. So apparently Bamboo Sushi is a Japanese store safe.
Finally.
That sounds more racist than the other
thing. Wait a second. Are they going into restaurants and going, are you Japanese?
Like, I guess so.
That's super bad, right?
I guess so.
Are they saying make sure that you stay with your own? People that are trying to prevent racism are racist.
There's a Thai restaurant called Bang Bang, and apparently that's culturally fine.
It better
I like
be.
The ones that are just multiple Asian cuisines. Like, it's not even, it's just all of them. It's just all of the Asians.
Fine. There's a Chinese restaurant called Bing Me, or okay. Bing Me.
Bang Bang.
Well, I don't want to bing you.
Yeah, I want you to Google me.
It sounds like Portland's trying really hard to bring back segregation.
Yeah, but like in a nice
there's
way.
There's Indian restaurants called Bollywood Theater.
There's a multiple Asian cuisine called Double Dragon.
That's a good game.
That's a good game.
This is probably the most stereotypical names of restaurants I've ever heard.
Dude, there's a Mexican restaurant called Jefe.
That means
I mean, so what do they do? Just all have the same restaurant name and like everyone serve the same food? Like,
well, apparently Jefe, if you go to Jefe, you're a boss.
That's chief. Yeah.
Oh, actually, okay. I'll give props where props is due. There's a Mexican restaurant called Por Que No, and I like that.
Hey, why not? I need diarrhea anyway. Why not?
Oh, there's Voodoo Donut, which is apparently for
I'm
religion.
I'm so fucking sick of that place. It's always on the Food Network and stuff. We get it. You're a wacky donut place. Would you fuck yourself already?
Hey,
Voodoo
we turned
donut?
Our donut into a beer.
I know. Fuck you.
Is that the place? Food Network too much.
Is that the place where they had donuts and they had they were serving a donut? They came with a shot of NyQuil.
Yes.
And they shut it down and they didn't understand why you couldn't serve donuts and NyQuil.
Hold on. Could you tell me the reason why behind that?
So supposedly it was like they made the donut in such a fashion.
Holy shit.
By the very effeminate Jewish guy who owns it. Where the NyQuil went with it. It was supposed to be like a good night donut.
How do you figure out that type of pairing?
They had a NyQuil glazed donut. Yeah, here it is.
Yep.
And a Pepto Bismol glazed donut.
That sounds so good.
Yeah.
Hold the donut, please.
Long before the resurgence of Brooklyn.
Okay. So this Voodoo Donut Shop is on the list of a culturally appropriate restaurants to go eat at. However,
they give you NyQuil with your donut.
Because Papa Shango owns it.
No.
That's a joke for three
no.
people.
Even worse.
I know Mersh is somewhere laughing.
Even worse.
And the Godfather, you
even
mean.
Even worse.
Godfather.
There is a donut called Grape Ape. If that's not racist, I don't know what is. It's purple, guys.
Yeah, they really were selling actual NyQuil and Pepto glazed donuts from what I'm reading here. They made them stop because apparently it's not, you know, good for you.
Come on.
I'm looking through their donuts here. Like, this is just nonsense.
I'll tell you what's good
here,
for me.
Here's an image of the NyQuil. And Brian was right. It came with also a shot of NyQuil inside the donut. There it is.
They have a donut called Cock and Balls, and it just looks like a dick.
I'm glad
now that's what I would eat.
I'm glad somebody appreciates the Adam Sandler stand up from 1997. Oh, you cocking balls. All right, Adam Sandler. I see where this career is headed. Straight to Netflix.
And make billions of dollars.
I ain't making
it.
A lot of money, but the movies fucking suck. They're not good.
Netflix? Oh, there's triple chocolate penetration.
What is that? You have to bite on Craigslist.
Oh, that's when it goes in all three holes, Royce.
I got it.
Only if you're a woman?
Yes, but you have to get it on back pages.
Well, you can figure it out as a dude.
Finally.
Yeah.
Oh, God. An ear, maybe?
mouth, or penis hole, and butthole.
Any more culturally appropriate restaurants, Marie, before we move on?
Does it matter?
Not really. I just wanted to make fun more and more of them.
You want to make it seem like you got your story out all the way.
Right.
I think we got the point across.
Yeah, Portland is a shit white hole.
Can we go back to Confefe or Confifi for a while?
Sure, if you want.
Because you sent me that Gizmodo article called Be the Saddest Guy in the Office with Amazon's Embarrassing Confifi Swag.
Yeah, there's already t-shirts being sold on Amazon for that phrase already. Like
for
right
$17.99.
Yep.
Prime with free returns. Right. Fit type
so
men.
So you can wear it and then return it.
One of the shirts says, Nasty women like their Confifi impeached.
Excuse me, it's Confefe.
I don't know.
It's really good.
You can get it in black, white, navy, purple, or some weird gray green.
Wow, they're probably those Hanes Tagless shirts, so those are pretty nice.
The loud man did a word bad on the internet, and now you can buy everything about it. Welcome to the resistance. We take credit or debit.
That's it. Finally, someone's calling these fucking assholes out. Thank you.
What is Covefe? One explanation is its attempt at spelling the word coverage when you're a doddering old man with holes in your brain. Another is the sound your mouth makes.
Oh, my God, we get it, Gizmodo. They shut down Gawker and all your writers are there now because Hulk Hogan fucked Bubba's wife.
But to the many Amazon sellers of the world, it's a quick, lazy buck. Are people actually buying this Salvation Army-bound kitsch? Yes, even the sellers regret having a hand in it. So a tweet from, I guess, whoever made it says, oh, no, somebody bought one. There have now been two orders, a men's shirt and a woman's shirt. I hope this is a gift of the Magi scenario for the world's worst couple. What's the gift of a Magi scenario? I don't get it.
Like the gift of the Magi is on the ride at the Mummy. You go the gift of the not even the Magi can save you now. There is no like, you know.
Is one of the gifts
frankincense? Do you want the actual answer? Or
no, mine was right, too. It's okay. On the ride.
I was checking him.
I want to know. I want to know.
Go ahead, Dutch.
The three wise men.
Boo.
Well, I know that. So one of them is Myrrh?
Anyways. Yes, the guy from Practical Jokers, yes.
There is another
no
shirt.
No one watches that but you, Dutch.
There's another shirt
everybody
that you
everybody watches
can get.
That show. It's very popular.
Does anybody else in the show watch Impractical Jokers?
What show is that again?
Thank you. So nobody.
Are you serious? Okay, yeah. Way to go.
One,
yeah.
That's the
let's,
one
let's
on True TV
the
with the three guys.
Let's
yes.
Test, yeah, okay. Let's test the poll with five yeah. people.
It's a good number.
One of them's clearly gay. The other two, we haven't talked to in 2.5 years. And then you
haven't
two.
Talked to.
Wait, oh, who's
sorry.
The clearly.
Yeah, I haven't talked
hold
to.
Hold on.
Who's the clearly gay one?
You'll never know. As you switch the camera to me.
Of course. Of course I did.
The shoe fits.
If you don't want that first shirt we talked about, you could also get Covefe Lives Matter in the Black Lives Matter logo.
Wow, they didn't turn that movement into a joke.
What if a black guy wore that shirt?
They turned that movement into a joke so quickly.
So my brother, who owns a greenhouse, like he just randomly will like buy shirts when he's drunk for like all of his employees. And it's a greenhouse, right? So he had one set of shirts that said, I'm a grower, not a shower, for his growers. Then he got one that said, Plants Lives Matter.
That's good.
And then, what was the other one you just said? Oh, Make Live Plants Great Again. Oh,
okay. Now, I actually might want to buy this shirt. There's a shirt that says, Watch Me Whip, Watch Me Confefe.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
All right, it's not terrible.
You could also get a coffee mug to sip at the office with alternative fact number 5312017. Confefe is real. Hashtag Confefe is real.
All right, so we know that people are stupid and they're going to buy this stuff.
There's one well, that looks
we're
like
laughing
a,
at it, so.
There looks like one
are you
going like to
buy one?
Dictionary.
Are you going to actually spend money for it, though?
No.
Okay, well, then there you go.
There's one that just says, Nevertheless, she Confefe. I don't even get that one. Make Confefe great again. There you go.
They're all terrible.
When they go low, we go Confefe. Okay. Straight out of Confefe.
Enough.
That's enough. That's what I do. I Confefe and I know things.
Stop.
Confefe is fake news.
Stop.
You want to know the saddest part? 98% of these shirts, like the thought came about at a Starbucks.
Of course.
There's a coffee mug that has the word coffee scratched out and underneath it says Confefe.
Wow, I like nothing about that. Anything you said. every word in any order was terrible.
Do you think this is going to be picked up and become a viral thing? Like they're attempting to make it like Brad's Wife or things, you know, things like that.
No, you know what's going to happen is 3.5 weeks from now, when everyone forgets about this, local news anchors are going to wear one being funny.
Oh, you mean like this canvas field bag that says the nuclear code is kafefe?
That doesn't. I don't get it.
There's one that says kafefe.
I would Snopes it. I doubt that's a nuclear code. I mean, the word just came out. We've had new codes longer than that.
Can we not fact check these shirts, please? If the rest of the show is going to be fact checking these shirts, I'm going to have a problem.
I can't believe I'm still scrolling and still reading t-shirts.
I can't believe you are, too.
There's still t-shirts I can buy.
What you should be scrolling through is the sales of Hippo Juicer or MLR shirts. Have we gotten any sales lately at all?
There's a shirt. There's a shirt that is a picture of the hat.
Zazzle.
And the hat says, Make America Cafefe again.
Why? If you think this is bad, I can't imagine what Etsy looks like right now.
Oh, my God.
Etsy must be losing their mind with this. I made a kafefe thing out of yarn. $700. Uh-huh. Fuck you, Etsy. All right, can we please move on, please?
Yes. Right. We can move on to Driver's Chicken Dance Serves Foul Purpose in Port St. Lucie.
Foul Purpose!
No, we don't want to do that one?
I wanted to do the Arizona man accused of having sex with a horse.
Okay, well, let's let the voters choose.
What do we want to talk about? Foul stuff or horse sex?
He must have a big dick.
So that's one for horse sex.
I'm down for horse sex.
That's two for horse sex.
If we're talking about the actual act.
Yes.
Do we have 33 more examples of kafefe shirts?
Yeah.
I'd like to do that.
Marie? Shut your mouth.
I closed it already. I got tired of reading it.
Good.
Yuma County, Arizona, the fucking Garden of Eden. A man from
Now we know why he's having sex with animals.
Look at the guy who had sex with the horse. He seems Mexican, so unless it was a burro, they better put him on the Portland list.
Like she ruffled his hair up a good bit with her.
Are you saying he's allowed to make tacos, this guy?
How do you know it was a her horse?
Well, that guy definitely makes a mean taco. Mm,
true.
All horses are boys.
This guy looks like he's so good at Halo, though.
He does.
Stop rocket jumping, bro. A man from Southwest Arizona had sex with a horse, and there's video of it. Ooh, yummy.
Is it on that Facebook page?
It's actually point of view.
From the horse? Okay. He put a GoPro on the horse.
You just hear hoof clacking on the cell phone.
They can't hold phones. They have hooves.
Snopes that.
Okay, so do we need to invent a selfie stick for horses?
Horsey stick.
The horsey stick.
I like it.
It's basically,
you know what I love now. Is that the guy who had sex with a horse, his last name is Mains.
This is the guy's name, Christofferson. Mains. Well, he
it's
does
a
not
Christ
look.
Offerson.
Read a book, Royce.
Was caught having sexual intercourse with a mare on the property in Dateland on Monday evening.
Wait, I thought this story wasn't about a person who like ran a town. I thought it was about a horse.
What?
Get it?
No. What? No.
Explain it.
You said. Mare.
Oh yeah. No, I'm sorry. Explain it. I apologize. Go ahead, Dutch.
Boo, Wendy touched a burger. Boo. Boo, Wendy. Boo.
And good evening, friend.
What was that joke?
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
He said, had having sex with a mayor, and I said, I thought the story wasn't about a person who ran a town. I thought it was about a horse.
Oh no, this one goes on too long. Oh no, this goes on for way too long.
Your boy is fucking up too. I'm
surprised you don't have Mayor West.
This isn't my clip, by the way. This is Royce's clip.
Oh
Like,
no, I'm just kidding, Dud. Say it again. Maybe it was funny. Maines was arrested on charges of bestiality, indecent exposure, and animal cruelty.
Why is it cruel? Maybe the horse wanted it.
What was the horse wearing?
She obviously didn't kick him off.
Exactly.
What if this guy identifies?
Did the horse say no?
She said
no.
Nay.
The horse said nay.
Both of you.
Damn it.
Butted heads on that one.
Well, you guys butted heads on a joke not worth it.
I was going to say, you guys mushed through the door at the same time for no reason.
I was trying to nay moan.
Wasn't a line behind us.
You guys gave each other concussions on an offsides.
Would you say
you
just...
You know what I thought about a month ago for absolutely no reason, and I laughed very hard, was Marie saying, because the pen is mightier than the sword.
Oh,
Now that clip's coming back.
Can I say what we always laugh at is it smelled no more or no less than 400 snakes in here.
400 snakes. Dude, the listeners will say, isn't there a story about snakes? The listeners will say there's no, they couldn't be less than 400
no more
snakes.
And no less.
By the way, if you want to relive the pen is my other sword moment.
Manhattan doesn't have guns. Brooklyn's do have guns.
They do?
Illegally.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Obviously, yeah, it's Brooklyn.
The gun I would have would be a rifle with a pen attached on the bottom because the pen is mightier than the sword.
That's the stupidest.
Let her sit in that for a second alone.
Let it marinate. All of a sudden, I smell Royce.
Get in a car, Marie.
Would you talk? It's not funny.
Oh God, it was bad.
Love that one.
Oh shit. All right, so this guy fucked a horse. I mean,
there's
not much else to this, and this guy fucked a horse.
Well, did he like it?
I don't know. He didn't hate it if he went not out of his way to fuck a horse.
Did he finish? That's what I want to know.
Did the horse finish?
Well, that's a good point. All right, Kyle.
Well, at least we know for her, size doesn't matter.
No, she is absolutely not a size queen. Kyle, are you ready for some tech talk?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so then I got to play this.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
I love it. Love it every time.
Well, it has been on a while. We have a lot of like random shit at this point. I haven't been on in a while.
Yeah. We got what you
Yeah, you've been gone a really long time, like two and a half years.
Just accept it.
Whatever. Since you've Yep, nailed
it. Yeah, so we can't go a single week without talking about Elon Musk.
Why?
What did your boyfriend
do
this
week?
Your boy toy?
I want to marry him.
Boy toy?
You can't. Amber Heard is fucking him.
I might kill Amber Heard.
Don't say that.
And he'll choose you?
Oh, I mean, guys, I'm not going to kill Amber Heard.
Thank you.
Cool.
All right.
I'm relieved.
So he's leaving the Trump Council, actually.
He was on it?
Yeah, we talked about that.
I thought he backed out already.
No, that was the Uber guy.
Why
Uber
did he back
CEO.
Out? What was his reason for leaving?
We are led by very, very stupid people.
That's fair. That's a fair reason.
Oh, see, this is when I really love Trump.
Yeah, my favorite thing about Trump is that every time, like, I was at the gym and the water fountain wasn't working, and I went up to hit it and it said broken, I go, fake news, to myself. I just, whenever something doesn't work or something goes wrong, I just say fake news, fake news.
Do you frequent the Donald subreddit?
No, I don't. I mean, if I go down that hole, I will never get out.
Yeah, it's true. Like, sometimes I hop on there and I'm just there for 4 hours.
It's fun. You ever hop on poll on 4chan?
Yeah,
go to 4chan and go to the poll, go to the political stuff. You want to go really dark?
Is that like where all the the Pepe trolls and all that kind of stuff?
The people that broke Shia LaBeouf. That's where they came from.
That's where they reside. That's their fun spot.
They broke Shia LaBeouf.
Fun technical politics. Yeah. I love that.
If Michael Bay couldn't break Shia LaBeouf, and 4chan did. All right. So what were you saying? So he left the council. Why did Elon Musk leave?
Because Trump pulled out of the Paris climate agreement, and Musk, I guess that was like kind of his nail in the coffin. I don't know if it's like official that he left yet, but he posted on Twitter yesterday that if Trump pulls from the agreement, he's like, all right, I'm done. I'm off the council. I'm not going to be an advisor or anything anymore. So I guess that's that, because I read earlier today that Trump actually did pull from the Paris Climate Agreement. So
why is Elon Musk – what is the Paris Climate Agreement and what's his affinity for it?
Well, I'm not entirely sure of the details of what – I know it has something –
Well, then I'm glad you brought this story up.
he just assumed you would fill in the blanks.
Just, no follow-up question. Just, hey, he's pulling out of something that we don't know or understand.
Well, no, that's the Trump side of it. I was just talking about Musk resigning from the Trump Council.
Right.
Well,
so
the Paris Agreement.
The reason
is
why
an agreement.
He left was the Paris Agreement. So what's the Paris Agreement?
The Paris Agreement is an agreement within the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, dealing with greenhouse gas emission mitigation, adaptation, and finance, starting in the year 2020. The language of the agreement was negotiated by representatives of 195 countries at the 21st. Conference of the blah 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 blah, blah, blah.
So he's a climate change guy. Okay,
that's boring.
Well, yeah, I mean,
1 year of ratified Paris Agreement.
Dutch,
so
look what you made us do. That was
look
boring.
Things up.
We mean breathe things that suck. Kyle,
damn it.
Something exciting, please, not sadness. Thank
For
you.
All right.
Will unplug.
So
thank you. Finally, I will unplug your bouncy house, Mister.
I will make you wear a Confifi shirt so fast.
All right, so what's SpaceX doing? I want to know about that. Are we going to fucking space?
Can we call it SpaceX, though?
Can we, please?
It's actually SpaceX.
Okay. What's going on with SpaceX?
They're sending their Dragon capsule for
dragons?
The first time. Yeah, it's actually a capsule that carries dragons, real-life, actual dragons that
live.
That
doesn't sound very technical. That sounds more like mythological beast.
No, it's real.
Is that where Game of Thrones is headed, season 7?
Yeah, space.
Yeah, they're going to space.
Oh, it is cold up there.
Space of Thrones.
Winter is coming.
Thanks for spoiling it.
So what are they doing now?
They're sending their space or their dragon capsule for like a resupply mission to the International Space Station. Apparently, it's the first time that one of those capsules has actually been reused to go to the space station. It was first used in 2014.
Oh, because, okay, so basically, normally when stuff goes up there, it stays up there, and this time we're reusing it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
SpaceX
cool.
They brought it back down in 2014, and then they're actually reusing it, and it's going to be, like, attached to the space station, going to be orbiting.
Yeah, I read space garbage is a big problem. Like, I heard there's a lot of...
But that sounds like
a
great band name.
Space Garbage?
That's
a
great band
name. The interesting thing about the story is absolutely nothing, and I hate it.
This is super boring.
And I hate you for bringing it up.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, unless... I thought you said that if you said, like, they were sending up, like, space fuck dolls for the people who are living in the space center, then that would be something. But, like, just because they reused it?
That's more of a year 2021 thing.
Okay, so what's this? CRISPR kills HIV and eats Zika like Pac-Man? So,
actually, Ryan, do you guys know what CRISPR is?
I know the KFC CRISPR.
I knew you were going to say that.
Why is Krispies?
No,
Krispy Kreme.
John would say extra crispy if he were here.
Not techie enough for this, Kyle.
Okay, so CRISPR is actually somewhat new technology. It came out like a couple years ago. That's a new form of DNA editing.
Yep.
Don't worry, it's fine. What's that?
So don't worry, it's fine. They're not going to start genetically mutating us until 10 years from now.
No mad scientist will, like, you know, do anything bad with it.
So you're saying
cool.
CRISPR is like a Word document for DNA.
It's a Google Doc. You just edit them.
Yeah, essentially. Go. Yeah, it's been compared to, like, essentially being the GPS of DNA editing, whereas, like, old forms were, like, navigating using a map.
So when you go through tunnels,
it's, like, highly accurate, and you can actually go and, like, splice and edit individual, like strands of DNA.
Like, leopards into humans and, like, have, like, spots and, like, you know, claws and stuff?
Yeah, what if you mess up and you turn someone into a dolphin person?
Don't worry about it, guys. It's fine, because, like, I'll be a dolphin person. It's all right.
You're fine.
Kyle said
person,
it's fine, I'm good.
All right, we're fine.
There you go.
Thank you.
That's all it requires. That's all it takes.
I've seen 1960s sci-fi movies. I feel unsettled, to say the least.
But
I would want to be sliced with a chameleon so I could like just blend in with the wall.
Yeah, and look at what happened.
Of your head. It's great.
Look what happened to Jeff Goldblum. He became a weird fly creature. Is that what you want? Weird fly creature?
Yeah, but now he does apartments commercials, so, you know, he's really good.
It's not bad. It's a good gig.
He was in an episode of Kimmy Schmidt, season 2.
It's another good gig.
I'm sorry. So I'm reading this article here. Like, you're telling me that they've already figured out how to get rid of HIV and Zika.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's... We've cured HIV is what this article is saying.
That happened, this has happened in like the last, essentially CRISPR first came out in like 2012, and it started actually picking up in like 2015 with studies, and 2016 was a big year for CRISPR. So just in the last couple of years with this technology being out, they've already essentially figured out how to remove like HIV.
I'm never
going to
do that.
Why do you say that?
Because then they don't need to like stay on all their pills and everything. Same thing with cancer.
Too much money and keep people alive. And by the way, is CRISPR on the Play Store or is it iOS only?
No, you dummy. It's exclusive for BlackBerry, for people who still have BlackBerries. It's weird.
Oh, yeah.
I have it on my Palm Pilot.
You still have a Palm Pilot?
Yeah.
You're always on time in meetings.
I saw an article like 10 years ago, like one of those, what would be, I guess, fake news, what fake we news. Think would be a fake news website that said that like they found a cure for HIV long time
ago. Yeah, I highly doubt that. Yeah. It's like probably the same article that said like that we found a cure for cancer 20 years ago, but right. You know, we're only
keeping it from you. Yeah, it's usually conspiracy sites.
Conspiracy sites
to have that.
We've had a cure for HIV forever. It's called not having sex with people with HIV.
That's a good. Right. You don't
get it.
Yeah, but then how are we going to do our drugs?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I thought it was cash.
Ryan.
Do you not want grunge bands, Ryan? Because that's how you lose grunge bands. And by the way, only white people could inject heroin. I don't want to see any Mexicans doing that. That's a white person thing. Thank you.
Yeah.
Right. Add that to the Portland thing.
Yeah.
Add it to the
Portland. I'll go show you my needles. Hold on.
Go edit the Google Doc and add it.
I can't.
Well, fucking get someone who can, Marie.
Probably someone in Portland.
Microsoft is working to make artificial intelligence more human. I'm always scared of this, Kyle. I don't know if I like that, man. That's fucking Cyber9 bullshit right there.
Yeah, man.
I saw the first two-thirds of iRobot, and everything was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was great.
No, it wasn't great.
I heard that white zombie song, More Human Than a Human, and it scared me.
I heard that like 1-0-0-0-1-1. 1-0-1-0-1. Whatever that song was. That was about a robot.
Clutch.
Yeah, it was about Clutch. It was about a robot. That's a band who plays in a strip club now.
Kyle, your article that you're talking about reminds me of Black Mirror, that episode on Black Mirror.
Which one?
Juenton or whatever.
San Junipero.
That was the only one that didn't scare me.
I cried.
Yeah. That episode was so great. I loved that one.
I cried at the. I was bawling at the end. I'm like, people are going to be killed.
Yeah. Spoiler alert! Come on, I haven't seen it yet.
You don't watch anything.
I didn't say anything. I cried.
Go watch it, man.
Yeah,
I am watching it, and you're trying to spoil it for me.
I can't get through one episode of Black Mirror without having an anxiety attack.
Yeah, Marie, like, freaks.
Right.
It's
freaks.
The video game one.
I've only watched like the first part of two or three episodes, and I'm just like, I can't. Why do I keep doing this to myself?
I think cool.
Leah and Ryan, have you guys seen like all of Black Mirror?
Yeah, I think we've seen them all except for maybe like two episodes in season 3. Yeah. We saw season 1, 2, and half of 3.
Oh, dude, so 3, the very last episode of 3 is, okay. Yeah.
Season 3 is my favorite season out of all of them.
Yeah, season 3 is when they finally put American people on the show. Jesus.
Yeah!
You know how annoying it is that when I watch season 1 and 2, I'm like, we speak the same language, but I don't understand them.
You put subtitles on, that's what we do. That's the only way to understand.
Oh, yeah, then I gotta read. What's the point of watching TV?
They have to be comfy. What are you, Mensa? Read and watch TV? That's crazy.
It's funny you bring up that episode, though, because actually a couple weeks ago, we had like an entire segment that we were talking about Elon Musk's other company, Neuralink, and we talked about specifically that episode, the San Junipero episode, because that was like kind of part of Elon Musk's like future goals with it. So,
but here's the thing with Microsoft. They're going to make artificial intelligence more human, but then they fucked up so bad that like that with a with an update recently that like didn't it take over a whole bunch of people's computers? So what's to stop fuck hackers taking over a robot and killing us, Kyle?
Oh, that's called Kyle. Terminator.
I'm holding you personally responsible for any robot deaths, Kyle.
Okay.
But personally. I will not give you any credit to your success if you prevent it.
So if anything good happens, I get none of that?
Correct.
I feel like that technology peaked at Windows Vista, so I haven't really gone with anything new after that.
Oh, my God. You know that's – I think I actually – what was I haven't thought of this in so long. It was traumatic, and I had wiped it from my mind until you brought it up. That was one of the worst operating systems ever made. Remember, yep. You're going to change the world.
Everyone upgraded, and as soon as we did, we're like, oh, God, what have we done?
Damn it.
What did we do?
What have we done?
When is the next one coming out?
Holy fuck.
It's like every time I update my iPhone.
Boy, if they only knew how much when they said Windows Vista is the Zune of operating systems, but at the time it wasn't sarcastic.
Yeah, it was so good.
They really thought, like, dude. When this stuff came out, they're like, promote that guy to head of dope shit because he's on it.
I don't know if it's a real department, dope shit.
I don't know.
Steve, you're the head of dope shit. Here, drink this Surge Cola and come up with something else.
What was the waiting period between Vista and 7?
Like,
that couldn't have come fast enough for those of us who
I think it was like 3 years.
3 years?
It might have been
Vista 3 years seven? Between Vista and 7. It was like 37 days. Like, it came out right away.
Windows.
It was too long, whatever it was.
Vista. Now I must know.
I was cryogenically frozen during that time.
Windows.
I couldn't wait.
Vista.
You just, like, went up into the Colorado mountains.
See, Vista came out in January of 2007. And let's see. Oh, wow. I think you remember right. Yeah, and 7 came out in 2000. Wait, no.
7 came out in 2000. No. I don't know. Why are we looking this up? Can we stop?
I don't know.
Windows came out in October of 2009.
Okay.
And Vista initially came out in
July 22nd, 2009.
No.
When was Windows 7 released? July 22nd, 2009.
No, the one I'm looking at says October 22nd.
I'm looking at Wikipedia. What are you looking at?
The internet knows.
Looking at Wikipedia too.
Well, then
it's October 2009.
Well, then this doesn't make any sense.
Vista came out in 2006.
It's been revoked.
2007. So basically 2 years.
That was terrible.
Both of you were wrong.
I remember just downgrading to like XP and just using.
I did too.
Because I wouldn't.
I did too. I went back.
I think some people are still holding on to XP.
XP is one of the best operating systems ever made.
Mm-hmm.
It was when it first came out, man. That was awesome.
That was used. It was used for like 10 years.
I know.
Yeah, let's see.
I love how Kyle's trying to talk about the future of technology, and we started talking about Windows XP.
XP.
Let's go back to DOS.
XP came out in October 25th, 2001.
This is like
it took them.
He's going to just read facts.
Another 7 years for the Vista to come out.
Jeez.
Just read more.
And they didn't stop supporting it until like 2011 and 2012.
Us talking about remembering the good old days of Windows XP is like our grandfathers remembering the good old days when things were separated.
The good old days.
Okay, so what is Microsoft doing with artificial intelligence, Kyle? What are they doing?
Yes.
They are apparently studying how bilingual humans switch between languages when they're communicating. Like, essentially, one person that's native to a certain language but knows another language really well will switch to that language if that language can describe a certain situation better.
For example, when my mom is mad, she screams at me in Spanish.
Exactly. So they talked about that. They were studying in India.
They talk about Royce's mom screaming at him in Spanish?
That's weird.
Exactly that. It's
very odd.
What about bilingual animals?
How about bisexual animals?
Yeah, can we talk about bisexual animals?
I want to talk about bisexual animals.
Finally, the topic that everyone could agree on. Dolphins, for example.
Did you guys see that video of two male dolphins humping?
Why would you? Yes, I have, but why
only
would you bring it
you,
up?
Only you, Dutch.
I don't know if you
bisexual animals. I mean, don't get mad at me about the weird turn that this whole thing took.
I love that we're blaming
Dutch. Well, he had to specify that it was bilingual human.
No, the weird thing is that we didn't plan this, and you had a bisexual animal story potted up in your brain.
Oh, I just remember seeing the video the other day.
You always got to be prepared, guys.
It was actually Ryan Tannehill and Dan Marino having sex.
You guys don't follow or follow our bisexual critters Tumblr?
There probably is a Tumblr for that. So don't you fucking joking, but there's guarantee there's one.
I'm sure.
Anyway, fucking Kyle, get to the artificial intelligence already.
Yeah, come on, you dick. We're on a show.
Jeez, Kyle.
Fucking Kyle. Yeah,
they're studying how people switch between languages. So, like when someone gets upset or someone gets angry or whatever, they'll switch to another language to better express themselves. So they're using Twitter data to study how different Twitter users are switching between languages when they're communicating and everything, and using that to help train their neural networks to, like...
Oh, good. So we're going to have a bunch of Spanglish-speaking Terminators. Fucking come on. Is that what you want? I don't want that. I kind of want that.
Yeah, that is what I want.
I don't want any artificial intelligence that's going in my brain to be, it was made up by Twitter. That's the last thing I want.
No, hold on.
Come on, you didn't like that Taybot from Microsoft?
Can robots make burritos if they're Hispanic robots?
Like, is that only like, if they're Hispanic robots. Right. You don't want to culturally appropriate.
At least you'll know that the robot understands what cafefe means.
The robot will need to be made in Mexico.
The only Spanish robot I know is Bender. I don't know of any other Spanish robot.
Yeah.
It's the only one. Yep.
Well, that's your fault.
Robot? They don't make robots in fucking Mexico. And if they did, they'd all come over here.
Have you ever tried dropping your Switch from a thousand?
Now we need a robot wall.
Great.
And they can climb just about anything.
Fucking a robot wall. What are we going to do? Electrify it, obviously.
Oh, no. Actually, the best way to defeat a robot is just to put a little hole in front of it so it falls into it. It can't get out.
Oh, I thought you asked it a question with logic that it couldn't answer.
Ah, a logic paradox.
Oh.
Of course.
Now, listen, Kyle. The real question I want to know answered is it going to follow the laws of robotics? Are they going to harm humans?
They will harm humans, yeah.
And why are we doing this? I don't like this. I would like some
like,
sort of...
Like, are you asking...
It's so we can actually make Terminator real.
Look, I am not against a real Terminator. I am against, however, not being John Connor and having one protect me. That's the issue. If I'm not the special guy who's going to fucking fix the future, then that I don't want to be the guy, the first skull you see that they're stepping on in the movie, you know?
No.
It's not me,
you
bro.
You wouldn't know.
Are you
yeah,
just
you wouldn't know your skull's the first one being stepped on. You've been dead for a while.
Are you just concerned about dying first because you're Hispanic?
No, that's racist. Accurate. And
first of all, I wouldn't want to be John Connor. It's too much of an emotional roller coaster. Because first he tries to kill his mom, then he's protecting him, then he goes back in time to stop him. It's like the Terminator's like a hormonal woman that never knows what he wants, and it's just like, ah, oh, come on.
Yeah, I mean, the Terminator is always changing his mind, and the thing is, you would think they would have fixed his accent, like, in the programming. Is that why the Terminator has an accent? Because of this? Kyle?
There you go.
Yeah, that's actually why.
Fucking wonderful.
Yeah.
I don't think
by the way,
true.
Humble penguins are also bisexual by nature.
Why are you looking up?
He's not looking it
just
up.
Just letting you know. I'm just letting you look. I mean, I'm just
spending
trying
time
to
study bisexual.
He's not looking it up. He's scrolling through his Tumblr.
That's right. Bisexual.
Also, Western gulls or seagulls been known to be a lot of same sex.
Of course, the Western gulls all a bunch of liberals,
right?
Also, all the Western echoes I know are bisexual. So,
oh yeah, 100% of every Western echo I've met is very gay.
Yes,
it's funny because he's implying you have sex with men as well as women.
Thank you, Ryan.
I just wanted to make sure I got the
finally
joke.
We have someone explaining jokes.
I'm glad he did, because honestly, I was thinking he was having sex with seagulls. I wasn't following the whole conversation.
How would you have sex with a seagull?
It was hard to follow. We're very fast-paced.
It's difficult, but you can figure it out.
Kyle, can you get to the story already?
Oh, enough of Elon Musk. You're a billionaire.
By the way.
You created Tesla. Just stop fucking with things.
It's not.
By the way, Chilean flamingos as well.
Oh, my God.
I don't know about you guys, but that sounds like a delicious treat.
Chilean flamingos?
I'd eat it.
Chilean flamingo wings. Mmm.
Sounds spicy.
You have a point there.
Hey, Royce, just in case you drop your Switch off of a skyscraper, it'll be okay.
Why would I drop my... Why would I do that? It costs some money.
Apparently, someone did a drop test on a Switch. A 1,000-foot drop test, and it was fine.
What is a Switch?
Yeah, what's a Switch?
Nintendo Switch.
Wait, what?
The new Nintendo console?
The Nintendo Switch? You haven't seen the new operating system?
Yeah.
The new Nintendo, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about like a thing Adrian Peterson beat his kid with and got in trouble.
You know what else switches around? Deep sea squid.
Oh my god, why are you still looking at that?
Because he has a boner.
Oh, that's fair.
He hasn't finished yet.
Well, I don't plan on dropping my Nintendo Switch off of anything, Kyle.
Well, I'm just saying, just in case you did.
I mean, it's good to know.
Playing a lot of Mario Kart.
If my hands get a little buttery at the top of a building, I'm not going to worry.
Yeah, just for when you're, you know, at the top of a building, you're playing your, you know, Legend of Zelda, hanging off the edge,
or
and
Mario
you drop
Kart.
It. Don't worry, it'll be fine.
Why would I do any of those things?
It's extreme gaming.
Just in case you do.
Parkouring.
Did they clear the bottom of that skyscraper, or did they just, like, take the chance that it would not hit somebody and kill them?
Just dropped it.
Like, I mean, the velocity alone it has to pick up is crazy.
Would have been fine, I think.
They dropped it in the middle of a parking lot, it looks like, actually. Sure they, like, took a helicopter up or something. Yeah.
What is this?
Do they do this kind of testing for all the technology products that they buy, or just Switches?
There's always
it's
that guy
when
now.
Your girlfriend gets really mad and wants to destroy your game system. That's why they did it.
Good call. I've seen those videos. I've seen those videos of when like they're breaking their Xbox or break their games. It's like, what are you thinking?
Hey, Kyle, do you have any more shit to talk about no one cares about?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or are you all out?
Nope. No,
macaw monkeys have been known to be bisexual in Japan.
Oh,
otherwise known as snow monkeys. So open-minded when it comes to choosing a partner. Can you
please? That's what they call it, monkeying around.
Stop
hey!
With the bisexual animals.
Well, now I'm kind of interested.
Trying to let you know. We're trying to be educational here. Is it the educational half hour?
No. It's you. Fine. Whatever. Just do what you want. Why bother? Just do what you want. You do what you want anyway.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Kyle. What were you saying?
What? I didn't say anything.
You didn't say anything. You talked about the Switch being dropped.
I think
dropped.
That's the problem.
I'm trying to buy this Kafafi shirt, and you guys are fucking around here.
Kafifi?
Yeah.
Kafifi. How many times are you going to change the pronunciation of this
It's thing? A made-up word. How can I be saying it wrong?
Were Kafefe.
Fucking hate everybody.
Yeah, we know.
Just trying to try to do my show, guys.
I'm just trying to do my show, guys.
Oh my god, I haven't heard that in a while.
Where are those guys when you need them?
Kathy Griffin is apparently looking for a job right now. So if anyone wants to help her,
have you guys heard of Instagram?
No, what's that?
What's that?
It's pretty dope. Pretty dope app. I'm trying to take over Tech Talk.
Oh.
I feel I know more. That's it. I mean, that's what I got.
That was Instagram. What year did Instagram come out? Could someone please tell me?
Same time as Vista.
Kyle looks like he's getting pissed.
Kyle's going to kill somebody at the end of the show. He's going to get his fucking his relative to throw a fastball at our heads and kill us.
2010.
2010.
7 years ago.
All right.
Hypothetically
that's
speaking.
Crazy.
Hey, can
the African whiptail lizard. Is also considered a bisexual animal.
Can somebody see if bisexual animals is taken on Instagram, if that handle's taken?
I would just like to point out how much time is spent in between each fun fact, which means he's doing a lot of searching to find these bisexual critters.
Oh, no, I'm just on the same list. I'm just
he's trying to arrange them from most sexiest to least sexiest.
I have a fun fact. Lizards and reptiles can have babies with their, like, incest, like, moms with the son and daughter with the dad and brother and sister, and it come out just fine.
Yeah, just like in Alabama, they're all fine.
Exactly.
Nothing wrong with them.
They do all right for themselves.
Yeah, they're great. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for incest, we wouldn't have had Forrest Gump.
True.
So is that what you want? You want not Forrest Gump?
Or Forrest.
And then we wouldn't have had t-shirts with smiley faces underneath them that say Cafefe.
All right, well, on that, it's about time for us to wrap up. Any plugs we got, Kyle? Any plugs you want to plug this week?
Follow me on Twitter, KGJohnson89.
All right.
And visit my website at kylejohnson.io.
Nice. And make sure we follow, it's the Kansas City Royals, right?
Yeah, man.
Awesome.
Or don't. Or fall asleep.
Or don't if you hate baseball and you get bored.
I'm going to be watching him.
Dutch, you guys.
Is he like a first cousin of yours or a second?
A second cousin.
Oh, so you can sleep with him.
Well,
yeah, exactly.
No. At least he can.
Speaking
in Georgia.
Of sleeping with Griffin vultures, have been known to also have to extend, bisexual tendencies in the Jerusalem Biblical Zoo.
It doesn't count if they're just bi-curious.
All right, guys.
Do you have anything else to plug?
No.
Dutch, Ryan, Leah?
Any plugs?
Nope.
No. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Hopefully this lineup continues. I really enjoyed this show. I'm glad Dutch was back. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Tomorrow, Cousin Joe show.
We can hope.
We can hope. We can pray. All right, guys. We are out of here.
Hey, wait.
Yes.
Yes.
She needs to plug her Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Plug your Instagram.
@it_velvetvega. Check it out. Only 18 and up.
Say it one more time.
@its_velvetvega.
Got it. All right, guys. Thank you for listening.
All right. Bye.
Kick him in a pee.
Show me what you got.